And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Heck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Haze and Good, Good News. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Haze and Good, Good News, Tony.
Ooh.
That is from, guess what? A Squid Hat free to download sampler of the punk bowling that's happening in Las Vegas soon, I think. And there's eight tracks on it. Four bands, all on the Squid Hat label, and we're going to be playing another of the bands later on in the show as well. What I'd like to know, though, what is The Haze Facebook page? The Haze is spelled T-H-E-H-E-I-Z, and they are Tokyo Punk Pop.
Facebook.com/ The Haze.
It's as simple as that. Facebook.com/ T-H-E-H-E-I-Z. Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. Now, I've got some additional material for you.
Marvellous.
Very exciting. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Sussex Saint's been in touch, Tony.
Ooh, lovely.
Head to hello. He says, hi, Paul. Whilst taking a break at Charnock Richard Services on a recent trip up to Edinburgh, I was persuaded to part with £2.70 for a wag mag which should provide enough comedy suburbs until episode 800. Most of it is filth, and I can't believe that it's actually put together by universities, because it would be condemned as non-PC. Anyway, here goes with the joke. A guy goes to the supermarket, notices an attractive woman waving at him. She says hello. He's rather taken aback because he can't place where he knows her from. So he says, do you know me? To which she replies, I think you are the father of one of my kids. Now his mind travels back to the only time he's ever been unfaithful to his wife and says, my God, are you the stripper from that bachelor party that I made love to on the pool table with all my buddies watching while your partner whipped my butt with wet celery? She looks into his eyes and says calmly, no, I'm your son's teacher.
Nice.
Nice indeed. So if you can beat that, if you have a rag mag, oh my God, do you remember rag mags?
Rag mags?
Yeah, ragmates. It was like when you went to, you went to university as a mature student, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. So we had each year, Rag Week involved a rag mag that would be all the unofficial stuff you need to know about the university and loads of jokes as well. They were appallingly bad.
Okay.
But clearly had some good jokes in them. So there you go. Yeah. Now, I'm going to do something a little bit different here to normal, Tony, before we get on with the next song, in that I'm going to say a little bit about what I did last week, because it only happened yesterday and I wasn't expecting it. And I just went on my Facebook thing, you know, being all down on the kids and that, and saw that the Evil Tones were playing at the Chameleon Arts Cafe with none other than the Zeros, who were West Coast original punk rockers going back to 1976, 77. And I thought, well, you know what, they're not going to, it's their first time they've ever played in the UK, we don't know whether they'll be coming back, I'd be mad to miss it. So I went down there and I bought a ticket, £15 I paid, Tony, £15. And the bloke on the door had a vaguely American accent, and I said, are there any tickets left? And he went, yeah sure buddy, or whatever. So I gave him £15 and then watched the show, and we'll talk about the show afterwards. But what we're going to do now is play two songs in a row that will give you an idea of what the gig was like, because the Evil Tones were on first and then the Zeros were the closing band. So we're going to have the Evil Tones and then the Zeros.
Okay.
So you get a little gig, alright? We'll talk about the Zeros shortly. First up, the Evil Tones are Nottingham's finest purveyors of garage punk, I would say. Absolutely brilliant band. And hello's Tiago, who is the lead guitarist in the band, who let me know that tickets were still on sale so I could get there, and I said hi to him when I was there as well. What is the Evil Tones Facebook page?
facebook.com/ The Evil Tones?
It is, and the is T-H-E-E, as it is with lots of garage bands, start with the T-H-E-E rather than the. So it's facebook.com/ T-H-E-E-E-V-I-L-T-O-N-E-S. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Neil, and this is from their first album, this is Eyes.
Her jacket. She glance in my direction, for a second her eyes met, but an instant later she was gone, and had placed her arm around the large shadowy figure stood beside her. I'm growing eyes in the back of my head.
Schwanz.
You saw me on the train. I said I never noticed you. You said I acted strange. Well, baby, so is you. Well, I'm hungry to survive. It's just desire. I keep me alive.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Zeros, and a track that goes all the way back to 1977 called Hungry. And I'll just say a little bit about them now. They have got a Facebook page. Would you like to have a go at The Zeros Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Zeros
Facebook.com/The Zeros 77 And that's the numeric 77. Poorly being internet 1, Tony. Two, reason for that is there's quite a few bands called The Zeros. In fact, I saw a band called The Zeros years ago who I then put on at one of the Dolly Remixture Cabaret and Burlesque nights that I did, and they were absolutely superb, and they did kind of punk and indie and new wave covers band. But anyway, the point is, I saw The Zeros, but they were quite difficult to see because they're tiny.
Okay.
They are one of the tiniest bands I've ever seen, but they made some of the biggest noise. I have posted a photograph on my own Facebook page of them, and posted a photograph of when a punk rocker jumped in the way, and I couldn't get any of them because of a single punk. Honestly, they were really, really little guys. Really nice fellas, though, and it was a great gig, and thanks to everyone that went down, and that worked out all right. So, The Zeros are currently on a European tour, so if you did enjoy what you just heard then, do get the chance to go and see them, because look, if they were in a band in, what, 1977, they're a minimum of 10 years older than me. They're probably early 60s.
Wow.
And they're looking pretty good. They've all got a lot of hair. You know what I thought?
What's that?
They're like punk rock gonks.
Yeah.
They were like, they had loads and loads of hair, and like, when you are of a certain age, as I am now, and you see people with laser hair, you go, is that a wig? But no, it's not. They've got that classic sort of West Coast American look of sort of loads and loads of long hair, good tans, looking pretty good, just about 3 foot tall. Right, so Tony, do you have any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Oh, I'll tell you it when we talk about last week properly. I'll tell you something I did at the gig. In that case, it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please pop on to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, if you will. That would be great. Got a few comments this week, actually. It's been quite good.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, first up, Jen Schillingbird's been in touch.
Right, so she's the one we do know.
Kind of, yes.
She's the one that there's no confusion about.
Yes, there is no confusion about this one.
Thank you very much for not being confusing, Jen Schillingberg.
Exactly. She says, Heg Tolo. I've been meaning to chip in to the discussion for weeks, but I am a horrendous scatterbrain. So now I've got the flu and I'm trapped at home with nothing to do. Yet, here's everything all in one go. So she's got a multiple points. It is somewhat of a list.
She's got multiple points, Tony.
Multiple points. One. I don't even know which Jen I am anymore. I'm the one who started listening last summer, painting pickets, but not picketers.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes I really can't remember who said what. Two, I am also ashamed of Tony when he loses. Do better. Charming.
I prefer her to Simon Knott.
Three, what happened to the Church of Bacon Sandwiches? I was supposed to be installed as a bishop, I do believe.
Well, the Church of Bacon Sandwiches now has a new photograph of my latest fried breakfast to go on there. And it is one of those things that I set it up and then completely forgot about it. So I need to be reminded by listeners. And I don't know how to install people as bishops, but you are an honorary bishop until such time as I officially sort you out.
Ah, there you go. 3.5, I shit you not. I almost submitted a chickpea joke for the 700th. Dodged the bullet there. That is amazing.
Really did. What really is it? If it had three of them, it would have been off the sheet. It would have been a chickpea frenzy.
Would have been. Four, I think I'm cursed. I contacted two bands about submitting music for Punky, and in both cases, they didn't reply to me at all, and broke up shortly thereafter.
Ah, right. Well, maybe the curse is something that she's inherited from us, but we shut the venues down. Yeah, she breaks the bands up.
Yeah. To RIP Canker Blossom and Chaperone.
What she should do is get in touch with bands she doesn't like.
Yeah, there you go. She just say, should I keep trying? So there you go. Yeah, just contact some bands like Snow Patrol. Something like that.
Yeah. Haven't they already spelled?
I'm sure I heard them on the radio recently with the new album. I think.
Right.
Five. Found a Punk and Disorderly 1982 compilation vinyl today, and I bought it because you guys talk up this stuff so much. Thanks. We'll try to keep it brief in future. See you at the gig section. So thanks for that, Jen. Another comment from Poco.
Yeah, but just before we get to Poco's comment, Jen, that was a truly brilliant Facebook message. Thank you for that. Or Facebook comment, should I say. Marvellous. More of that, everybody.
There you go. So Poco's been in touch.
Heg Tolo Poco.
And he says, great episode. Smarco is an awesome song. I downloaded it last year after it was shared by Danny Wildhot. The chap's album is a cracker.
Well, I will be nicking more of it. And I will. I was just about to say something then, and now I've completely forgotten. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Okay. So that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, I'm just going to get straight on with this and talk about it afterwards because that took ages. This is Franks and Dean's Sway.
When marimba rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with ease, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. All the dancers may be on the floor. Darling, my eyes will see your meal. You will love have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was something entirely unexpected there, which was Franks and Deans, who are a Vegas punk covers band, and they cover music by Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, as you just heard there, Sway, which is an absolutely beautiful version of an already great song. What is Franks and Deans' website?
Franksanddeans.com.
Simple as that, and it's all letters, FranksandDeans.com, franksanddeans.com, and not all lettuce, if you misheard me there. And that is the other track we're playing this week from the Squid Hat punk bowling compilation that's out right now. If you just type in Squid Hat to the internet, you will find Squid Hat Records, and then you'll be able to find out how to download that sampler album if you would like to, and it's free. Right, Tony, did you... Oh, so that's 3-1 to you, isn't it?
Might be.
It is. It's Tony 3 probably being Internet 1. Did you do anything last week?
Did I do anything last week? I don't think so. The only thing of note was band practice, really. Another good band practice.
Good.
Yeah, we're sounding really tight now. So now we've got about 6 weeks to the first gig, which is mid-April in Manchester.
You got the Manchester one before you do the one in Nottingham.
Yeah, the Manchester on the 15th of April, and then we're Nottingham on the 19th.
Right.
Yeah, so now it's just I've started recording practices and listening back to figure out what's good and bad, and so I'm just perfecting things. Yeah, really happy with the sound of it though. So it's sounding fucking meaty at the minute, which is good to know.
You and your language, Tony.
I know, but it's the only way to describe it. How did you get up to last week?
Well, I'm just going to finish off this bit about the Zeros gig first.
Okay.
While I was watching the Evil Tones, who were brilliant, by the way, it became apparent that I was going to have to go for a number two.
Oh, dear.
Right. And I don't know about you, Tony, but if there's one place I do not want to go and have that kind of bodily removal, it's at a music venue because the toilet's always terrible. So in the break, I nip round the corner to the Wetherspoons, right? Walked straight in, walked upstairs, there's nothing there saying the toilets are for patrons only. Went in there, had a good old sit down, happy days, because the Wetherspoons in Nottingham upstairs got particularly good toilets. I even treated myself to the disabled toilet so I could have an armrest, right?
Oh, beautiful.
Right. When I came out of there, I thought, well, hell, the last time I was there, I didn't use the toilet. So I'm just giving back something I took.
There you go.
It's fine. Anyway, I enjoyed myself so much that by the time I got back, the Zeros already started and I missed the first song. Anyway, last week I did my first new comedy show at the New Arts Exchange on Gregory Biglardi in Nottingham, and it was a great show, and thanks to everyone that came down. We had a lot of fun, and afterwards, me and my mates Steve and Lindsay and a bloke called Steve also from Scunthorpe had driven over to see the gig with his beautiful wife Anne.
Nice.
And we went out into town afterwards, and we went to the Dog and Partridge, and then we went to Lost Property, and then we lost Steve and Anne, and then but something had happened in Lost Property that didn't do me any favours, whereby I ordered a rum and Diet Coke. Steve said, I'll get these, make it a double. I went, alright. He went, I'll have a double myself. Then we sat down, and he got himself a pint of lager as well, and then he decided he didn't want the rum, which meant I had to have four rums when I only wanted one. He then went home and left me over-rummed. But when we went to Daskino, where as I wobbled up to Daskino with Steve and Lindsay wondering why I was suddenly leathered, the doorman looked at me, smiled and said, there's no way you're getting in here whatsoever. To which I replied, oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm just waiting for my friends. And I said it so perfectly, he started life. Went, oh, sorry, mate. I thought you were drunk. I went, no, I'm just a little unsteady on my feet.
Nice.
And got in. We then went to finish off in Tap and Tumbler, and I don't remember going home.
Right.
So it was an extremely good night. Before that, last Wednesday, because I wanted to try out the stuff I was going to do on Saturday, I went to the £1 Comedy Club at the Canal House, where I did a set, where the compere was unbelievably terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was so bad that where is the MC supposed to warm up the gig for the act to do well? He was going on stage after the acts and criticising what they'd done, said, oh, yeah, you'll laugh at that, but you don't laugh at me.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And he did it about me, and he's lucky that he didn't get floored. But what I did instead was go up to the wonderful lady running the gig and said, I hope you're going to have a word with that bloke. She went, I've never heard a compere do that ever. I went, no, it was absolutely shocking. But the gig itself was really, really good fun. I had a great time. Thanks to everyone who went to that as well. Right. We're now going to play a song from the vaults that we threatened last week that I have got somewhere but couldn't find. So I did my usual trick. I say usual, the second time I've done this. And I nicked the song off YouTube again.
Right. Right.
But I have got it several times over. It's not like I don't own this song. I figured it was all right too. So anyway, this is Sweatmaster. And this is the one that in reference to Kiosk. So you're now going to hear Sweatmaster say Kiosk in their brilliant style. There's no website for them now, Tony, because the band split up. And they were Sweatmaster.net, but Sweatmaster.net is now a gym that have bought the thing. And I also found out that Sweatmaster is in the Urban Dictionary for a hot chick working out in the gym.
Right.
Why she's not called a sweat mistress, I don't know. But hey, this is the age of equality.
It is.
Turns out anyone can be a master these days. I'll be your master. Anyway, point is, Tony, that there's no point to go for here. So at the halfway stage, it's Tony 3, Paulie B, and then set 1. And this is the majestic Song With No Words.
Get your white Marlboros from the kiosk. Oh, there you go. Now give a smile to the clerk. Maybe she can give you what you want. We'll be right back. bones were tired, if I remember right. Till our friends were gone, left us here alone. Oh, come on, come on.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Kiosk!
Kiosk!
That was Threatmaster, Song With No Words, an absolutely brilliant band and very definitely R.I.P. Speaking of R.I.P., we've lost Keith and the Prodigy today.
Oh, yeah, we're there, yeah. We did.
Same age as me, Tony.
49, yeah, wasn't he?
Same age as me. And one of the only dance bands that people who liked punk rock could really like, weren't they? They were kind of punk dance.
They were punk dance, yeah, definitely.
They really, really were, and brilliant band. And I did wonder whether he's going to be cremated, and if there was no one to turn it on, would anyone shout out, oh, have we got anyone who can maybe turn this on? Just in the hope that someone shout out, I can. I went, really? Yeah, he goes, I'm a fire starter. Now, do we think that he committed suicide?
Well,
we do, don't we?
I heard somebody say that to me today. Yeah, I mean, they weren't reporting it. He was found dead at home in the morning, and that's never normally a good sign.
He was found dead at home in the morning, and the police have already said that it isn't suspicious.
Yeah.
And someone this afternoon mentioned it. So whatever the reason, it's a terribly, terribly sad day for both alternative music and dance music.
And we just lost another guy, weren't we? One of the guys from Beverly Hills 90210, Luke Perry?
Yeah, that's hardly the same thing. What we've got, Luke Perry.
Is it Luke Perry?
Well, Luke Perry, when he was in Beverly Hills 90210, wasn't the whole joke about it was that he was much older than the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
So he may well have been about 105 anyway.
52.
Luke Perry had a good innings. I'm sorry, fans of Luke Perry, but I'm... can't equate that with Keith Flint, you madman.
Both the same day. Anyway, right, yes, okay. Obviously.
All right, yeah, all right. So we can't really do a fitting tribute for them because first of all, as far as I know, Luke Perry never ever recorded any brilliant stuff, and we don't really play dance music on this show. But anyway, I have a little Keith Flint story. Do you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
I came out of a festival called Phoenix Festival where I had just performed. I was on the same time as Sex Pistols. And as I drove out, there was a queue to get out and a queue to get in. The queue to get in had two big unmarked people carriers. And as I was going by, one car came up alongside mine and we both sort of stopped. And I looked round, and as I looked round, a window wound down and Keith Flint from The Prodigy stuck his head out the window and pulled the scariest face I've ever seen. I did a comedy like that. I heard the whole car laughing, I started laughing, and I kept going. And that was it. That was the only time. But he was laughing as well. I don't think they expected my response.
Right, okay.
Put it that way. And it was really, really funny. And it was just a moment. It was the only time ever. So I can't pretend I knew him. But from all accounts, he was a lovely, lovely guy, and it is very tragic. Right. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Raise the pressure.
Psychosomatic begging scene. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. All gigs received with thanks. Jen Schillingberg's been in touch.
Has she really?
Yes.
Well, Jen, you are wonderful.
She has saw fit to spell out the bands phonetically for me.
Helpful. Is that so I don't say pa-cue, pa-cue, pa-cue?
Maybe. Yes. So, It's Scaparonde's farewell gig at the Otto Bar in Baltimore.
I love Baltimore.
Never been.
I think it's a great city.
Third of the 14th. God knows when that will be.
The 3rd of the 14th. Oh, these bloody Americans.
Sometime 3rd of February next year, maybe?
Yeah, I think. So it's the 14th of the 3rd, is it?
Yeah, 14th of March. Who are playing? Zebras, Confused, Garuda Face, Valhalla, Valhalla, and Scaparonde. $8. She says,
sounds like a deal.
Yeah, I hope to be there plying the band with drinks for a good send off.
Right.
Willing. So, yeah, there you go. So, if you are in the Baltimore area, go to the Otto Bar. There you go. 14th could be a Thursday.
It is a Thursday, Tony, because I know what I'm doing that day.
Ah, are you going to Baltimore?
No, sadly not. I'd love to go back there. I went there in 1994.
Ah, good year.
It was brilliant. It was a really good year, Tony. I had a brilliant year in 1994. I wish I could have another one as good as that.
Maybe in 49.
What?
Maybe in 49.
Maybe in 49 what?
As in 2049.
Do you think I'm going to get that far?
You never know.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. That's 29 years away. I would be 77. Do you think I'm going to make it to 77? I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Easter.
Right, fair enough.
Right, that's it. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. I got pictures.
Twisted Gig Guide.
Yeah, that's the thing. People in and around Baltimore sound like Popeye.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to tell you this story some other time, but I had a brilliant, brilliant time there. Right then, so we're going to play another song now. Now, this band have already had quite a lot of support from BBC Six Music and are what I would describe as London very post-punk. Very sort of new wavy. And yet another departure. We've got music all over the place this week. I like it. Band called Time Dilation Unit, Tony.
Ooh.
What is their SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/... TDU.
SoundCloud.com/ Time Dilation Unit. I think you gave me the point there.
Bollocks.
You got the language on you. You've got a mouth like a sailor.
I'm in a punk band now, you know.
This is Time Dilation Unit. Paulie being Internet 4, Tony 1, Paley. No, Tony 4, Paulie being Internet 1. No, Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 2. I'm there in the end. Pain in my side.
I've had a pain in my side for weeks. I feel so tired and I cannot sleep. I'm up all night and I'm looking online. I'm up all night and I'm losing my mind. It's myself, I've got a disease. I'm freaking out at every sneeze. I've looked online and I'm going to die. I've got a rash on my inner thigh. I go, whoa. Downstairs cause I need a wee, and now I can't get back to sleep. I think this is a warning sign. I might as well have a look online. I go, whoa. Yeah.
still listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Time Dilation Unit and Pain in My Side. And just a brief mention to Johnny Bowler of the Guana Bats, who I had a little Facebook exchange with last week, where everyone was laughing about the fact that we're not getting any younger and no one can remember anything anymore. And he said that he and Stuart in the band were having trouble remembering the tunes, Pip was having trouble remembering the lyrics, and Choppy was having trouble remembering where he parked the car. And I said, look, if you all don't worry about it and get everything wrong at the same time, you can just claim to be a Frank Zappa tribute band and call yourself the Guana Zaps. Anyway, right, are you doing anything this week?
No, just band practice, right, and the usual work shenanigans. What are you up to?
Well, this Saturday is the next time that I'm doing the Nottingham Comedy and History Walking Tour. And I'm looking forward to it very much indeed. If you'd like to find out more, go to now, what's the website, Tony?
Nottingham.co.uk.
That's it. And you can find out all about it there. There is a Facebook page for it as well. Just type in Nottingham, you'll find it. And it would be lovely to see some of you down there, because I have a really, really good time doing it. And I do tend to hang about afterwards with whoever's come along and have a few pints as well. And that's it. That's my target for this week, is to get that done.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all we've got here, and we have been chatting a lot. Well, I will just mention now that we've had major issues this week with trying to talk to each other via the internet. And we normally make the show on Skype. Skype sounded so bad. We've got this thing that my Italian lodger Lorenzo tipped me off about last week called Discord. And at the moment, we're recording on Discord for the first time. So if it doesn't sound quite as good, it's because we haven't got it quite right yet. But we're doing our best, and we're just having internet issues. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, this is far better than the alternative. At least, wanted will be no show, but the other alternative of Skype would have been appalling. So this is at least okay.
So right now, our apologies if the quality isn't quite as good as normal, but it's a lot better than it could be. Right, yeah. We're going to do two songs.
The songs will sound.
Sorry, Tony.
And the songs
will sound great. Yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And the next song in particular is going to sound brilliant, and I'm really excited about it, because it's none other than Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, Tony.
Okay, cool.
They are starting, or have just started, a European tour 2019, which in the UK alone is taking them from Haverford West all the way to Sark, and they're playing all over the Low Countries and Germany as well. They're absolutely brilliant. They've got a new album about to come out called Shake Them Rattling Bones, and we're going to be playing the title track from it right now, which is available as a free download. The song, not the album. Absolutely brilliant song, absolutely brilliant band. Tim out of the band's an absolute legend. And Haverford West makes me laugh, because I did do a joke about that, Tony. I don't know whether you remember me doing this, but I might not have mentioned it on the show, but I did say once, I'm about to drive my car to Pembrokeshire. Oh, really? Haverford West? No, I have a Ford Focus, but that was very perceptive of you. What is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls website?
Joe Carly and the OldDrySkulls.com.
OldDrySkulls.com. Now, that makes it three all, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does. It's Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is the title track from their brilliant new album, Shake Them Rattling Bones.
Fingertips, you gotta shake, 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 shake them rattling bones. chicken bones, cause we're just waking up. You gotta shake, shake, shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, 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 shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, shake, shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, rattle roll, shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, shake, shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, 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 shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, shake, shake them rattle bones. You gotta shake, rattle roll, shake them rattle bones.
Bellend.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Night Watchers and a track called Fella's Temptation. Now, Night Watchers, Tony, are from Toulouse. And I only heard about them today by a Lovely Records. And I had a listen to it. And I thought, that's great. And that is one of the tracks off their new album. And I believe that might be free to download as well. I'm not absolutely sure about that. But do check. One good way to do it is to go to Night Watchers Bandcamp page, which is
nightwatchers.bandcamp.com.
nightwatcherspunk.bandcamp.com, which all, of course, looks like Night Watchers Punk. Sometimes I do like the internet. nightwatcherspunk.bandcamp.com, as nice. It will be called from now on. And we will be playing another, at least one more track by them in future weeks. Paulie B and the Internet 4. Tony 3.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
I'm completely confused now.
That's fine. There's not a Sweatmaster website, is there?
No.
It's all good.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've still got chances. And I'm going to tell you in advance of the last track, I can't wait to introduce the last track.
Okay.
Do you have a twat for us?
No.
Knickers. What you got instead, then?
I'm going to revisit Podchaser. But,
right, do you want to tell them about twat first? Then?
Yeah, so if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. Every twat responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play
every
theme tune
responded
without doing the feature. And we can't thank Dirty Knees without it.
No, so, we can't. Yeah, we can't say Dirty Knees.
Can't say Dirty Knees. Illuitrat.
Oh, I should just mention, Tony, if you'd like to hear my version of Firestarter, It is available on my SoundCloud page.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Which is, I think it's paulb.edwards.soundcloud.com, I guess. I think if you go to SoundCloud and type my name in, you might find it. But it's quite funny.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. It's called Quiet Farter.
Quiet Farter.
And after the poo incident early on in the show, it is fitting. Do you know what? It's a shame no one's going to see Prodigy with Keith anymore, because I can't imagine them sort of doing any gigs without him.
No. Well, they're just apparently just come off a massive tour, and they were just going to start on another tour.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. It's a terrible shame.
It is.
And I also... It's a terrible shame that they'll never be able to make another Beverly Hills 90210.
Wow, that's the true tragedy.
We shouldn't laugh at someone else's demise. I'm only laughing at the fact that you equated it for this show with Keith Flint.
Well, just because he was on the news about half an hour before the show, so it's just,
okay, yeah.
And it's people that you remember, and also,
of course, yeah.
You know, not our age, but our age. It just makes you think.
It makes you think.
And I don't like thinking.
No.
So.
I really don't.
In lieu of thinking, Podchaser.
Hello, Podchaser.
Hello, Podchaser.
How are you?
Hectolo. We're on Podchaser. It's an alternative to iTunes. It's a website that you can find out about podcasts on. It's that simple. It has charts and you can search on it. Categories. You can leave us reviews though, that should help us out. If you go to podchaser.com/punkyradio, you can see our page on there and you can review us. We did have some
and we should, as usual, mention that the reason we want these reviews is not for our benefit, it's for the benefit of the bands we play. And I will also say something, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but the Steve and Lindsay that I mentioned were, of course, Steve and Lindsay from the Duke's Arms.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're not saying that anymore.
Well, you told me off last time saying, don't mention it because they're not listening to us. So I don't know where I stand anymore. I'm just confused.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. It's like, I just can't make my mind up, Tony, and you are always on the level.
Nothing if not precise. Really, are they listening again now?
Who knows?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, all right. So it's rather, there you go.
There you go.
It's my fault. Yeah, you are concerned.
We're just playing Skype. Blame everything else.
Blimmin' Skype. Yeah, you see, because I try not to swear on this show, so blimmin' Skype.
Yeah, well, rock and roll.
I'm sorry, so Podchaser.
I spend one day a week in Alphington at the minute. It just kind of happens.
Oh, Lord.
Right, Podchaser. Yeah, so if you can review us, it does help. We did have a weird moment where people negatively reviewing us without listening to us.
Well, one person did, didn't they?
One person did, yeah. But we dealt with it, and you dealt with it as well by leaving us more reviews, and I haven't read them out. And
which
I
is lovely,
and
thank you.
So, I'm going to last four, because I can't remember which ones we've read out. So if you've heard these before, I do apologise. Blame Skype. Gumball Ninja has got in touch.
Good Lord.
They say, best international punk music podcast. Great music. Amusing banter between songs. Send in your gigs for free advertising. Send in your jokes and poems to become internationally famous. Send in your favourite jerks to be twatted before the universe. Equine friendly. Ask about the Nutty Nottingham tours.
Right.
And it's 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Is equine friendly? That is a superb review. We are equine friendly.
We do try to be. With an emo little shits.
You and your language!
Steve Ovitz has been in touch.
I think we're running out of swear words, Tony. Nearly all of these. It's possible you'll save the best till last. All right, yeah, go on.
The longest running music podcast that plays the best original punk, psychobilly, and some ska every week. Paulie B and Tony's banter is always entertaining between the songs, especially Is a Twat, Facebook comments, and the gig guide. But the show is really about the music and continues to run without ads, which is a big plus for me. It is, and that's 5 stars, so thank you very much.
We only run without ads because no one wants to have to.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they offer something, you see a sellout.
We did once upon a time draw the line at dog food, but that's another story.
Well, we did bit punked out for coke, didn't we, at one point?
Yeah. Well, no, but that was because you got a free...
You got a free iTunes song, download, wasn't it?
You got a free iTunes song for buying a can of Coca-Cola. So it was that. So you... And because Coca-Cola was cheaper than the iTunes song, that's why we justified it. You were effectively hurting the man.
Right.
By getting the free song, so it was fine. But when they said, would you like to be sponsored by an internet online ordering dog food company, we went, no, we think we ought to stop now.
Maybe not. Jim Cannamella has been in touch.
Jim Cannamella.
5 stars, of course, saying best music podcast on the internet, possibly the world. No, the entire universe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim, and I hope one day to see you again.
And Jen Glenn's left us a review.
Now, hang about, come on, this is going Jen crazy. So Jen Glenn's the one, that's the ones we don't know. Is it Jen, is it Glenn?
Is it Jen, is it Glenn? We don't know.
Right.
It was 5 stars.
That's appalling.
And they did say 6 stars, in my honest opinion. Cheerfully broadcast, if you hate Punky, you're wrong. Love Jen, Glenn, Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen.
I can only agree.
Yeah.
I concur. If you hate Punky, you're wrong.
Tony agrees.
Tony agrees. Got one of those in as well. Yeah. It was Tony approves, wasn't it?
Tony approves. That was it.
Tony approves. Yeah.
So many catchphrases.
You
I
really
forget them. Name was odd.
You're like 100 Bruces.
Damn, that's it for Podchaser. I think it's up to date now. I think.
So that's brilliant. So should we play one more song?
Let's do that.
Because I've been waiting all show to introduce this band. Again, I got this via email. I heard about this only yesterday. A band called Rites of Hadder, Tony, and they sent me an absolutely brilliant message to say, "Hi, Paul. We are an anarcho-pagan gothic squat punk band, and I'm loving it already." And they said, "And we wondered whether you'd like to play one of our latest tracks," and I had a listener went, yes, I would, and I'm so pleased that we can play it. So they are all the way from London town, Tony. Now, what is it? It's 4-3, isn't it? So you can draw this. What is Rites of Hadders? And Rites of Hadders spelled RitesOfHadda. What is Rites of Hadders Bandcamp page?
RitesOfHadda.bandcamp.com.
It is! It's Tony for Paulie B and Internet 4, and this is From the Blow.
From the
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Rites of Hadron from The Blow. I want to see Rites of Hadron. I want to meet them. I want to know them.
Mm.
I want to know them, Tony. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves on the show this week. As I say, we are vaguely apologetic, even though Tony said to me off air, you don't like apologising. If the show doesn't sound quite as good as normal. But, hey, the situation was out of our control. The important thing is the music was brilliant. Tony, maybe you could mention the various ways people can listen to this show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D, U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E, and, Spotify. If you're on Spotify, you can find us in the podcast section. Just search Punky, we'll be at the top, because that's how it works.
Yeah, there's so many ways to listen to this show. I'm amazed none of you managed not to listen to it at any point.
Exactly.
We are everywhere.
Mm.
All right, then. I hope to see one or two of you at the Nutty Nottingham walking tour this Saturday. It'd be great if you could be along. Otherwise, I hope you all have a good week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't. But you can't, yeah.